Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the second parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning parak Beis Mishnah Ches and parak Beis Mishnah Tes. Says the Mishnah, Nashim v'avadim mukatanim piturim min ha-sukkah, that women, the non-Jewish slaves, and kitanim, anyone under bar bat mitzvah, are not obligated. They are exempt from the obligation of living in the sukkah. Now, when it comes to nashim and avadim, women and slaves, non-Jewish slaves, so the reason why they're putter is because sitting in the sukkah, living in the sukkah, is a mitzvah aseh, says mangram. It is a time-bound mitzvah, a mitzvah that is based on time, and therefore they are putter from such a mitzvah. And the truth is, when it comes to ketanim as well, ketanim, certainly anyone under bar bat mitzvah, is always putter from a mitzvah. At least they're not obligated in performing any mitzvah until they are actually bar bat mitzvah. Continuing in the Mishnah, katan she'eino tzarech li'imo chayiv besukkah. But says the Mishnah, when it comes to someone under bar bat mitzvah who does not need his mother any longer, such a katan is obligated to live in the sukkah because he is old enough to be trained in order to fulfill the mitzvah. That once a child is mature enough to perform a particular mitzvah, his father is obligated on a midrash rabbanan level, on a rabbinic level, to have him do the mitzvah. Now, the level of required maturity varies from one mitzvah to another. With regard to the mitzvah of sukkah, a child must be old enough to not need his mother, meaning to say the child is sufficiently mature that when he wakes up, as the Tosafot Yontif points out, he does not call for his mother repeatedly until she comes. Rather, he calls and then waits quietly for her to come. That only a child of this age doesn't need to be trained to live in the sukkah, because a younger child could not sleep there without his mother. Continuing in the Mishnah, as the Mishnah tells us a story in which a Tana arranged for an even younger child to live in the sukkah. Ma'ase v'yolda kolosa, a kolosa shel Shammai Hazaken. There was a story, the daughter-in-law of Shammai Hazaken gave birth to a son, ufiches es hama'aziva, and he removed the plaster from the roof over her bed, vesike chalgavi hamita bishvila katan, and put tzchach above the bed for the child, so that he would be in a sukkah. That clearly in this case, Shammai Hazaken replaced the plaster in the roof with valid tzchach materials, thus creating a sukkah over and around the bed in which the newborn was sleeping. Continuing now with Parak Beis, Mishnah Tes, says the Mishnah, called Shiva Sayam Adam Oz Hesukoso Keva Ubeso Arai, that during all the 7 days of Sukkos, a person must make his sukkah his permanent place of living, and his regular house should be his temporary residence during the days of Sukkos, meaning to say, he should eat, sleep, and relax in the sukkah, and when he owns a beautiful kalim, utensils, and the linens, should bring them to the sukkah, as the Gemara here describes. Now, if it rains, like we discussed previously, one is exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. The Mishnah defines how hard it must rain for the exemption to apply. It says the Mishnah, Yardu geshama me'emos ha'emot lefanos, if rain was falling, when does it become permissible to remove his utensils and to leave the sukkah? It says the Mishnah, Misha tisrach ha'mikvah, that when it rains hard enough that a porridge, some sort of a liquidy, solid type of food made of split beans would be ruined. The porridge is easily ruined by rain, as the Bar Tanura points out, and a part of split beans is ruined even more easily than other kinds of porridge. Now, if enough rain is falling in the sukkah to ruin split bean porridge, then even a person who is not actually eating this dish is putter from the mitzvah, since it is distressing, it causes pain to eat any food under such circumstances, under such conditions. Now, the Mishnah teaches that being forced out of the sukkah by rain is a sign of Hashem's anger with the Jewish people. Mashlu Mashal, the Chachamim taught this, described the situation with the following parable. Lama Hadavar Doma, what is this comparable to, a situation where it rains when you're reading in the sukkah? Le'evet shebal limzog kos l'rabo, to a servant who came with a pitcher of water to mix a cup of wine for his master, v'shafach lo kison al panav, but the master poured the pitcher in the servant's face, showing that he does not want the servant to serve him. Similarly, says the Mishnah, when Hashem brings rain on Sukkot and forces us to leave the Sukkah, He shows that He is not pleased with how we are serving Him. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah has taught us that women, non-Jewish slaves, and minors are exempt from the obligation of living in the Sukkah. However, the Mishnah explained that a minor who does not need his mother anymore, he is still obligated in the Sukkah, at least on a Midrabanan level, because he is old enough to be trained in the mitzvah. The age of chinuch applies to him. And the Mishnah gave us told us a story where even a child that was younger was given the opportunity to sleep in the Sukkah. There was the daughter-in-law of Shalmei Hazak and gave birth to a son, and he removed the plaster from the roof of his bed, meaning he made the schach there for this newborn child in this situation. That according to Shammai Hazakein, the obligation of training applies even in the case of a child who is not aware of what is taking place. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Tes taught us that during the 7 days of Sukkot, a person should make his Sukkah his permanent place of living, and his house should be his temporary place of living, and you should be eating, drinking, sleeping, relaxing, and so on in the Sukkah. Bring all your nice things into the Sukkah as well. Then the Mishnah taught us that at what point, how hard must it be raining for the exemption of rain to apply, to allow it to leave the Sukkah. So we said that if rain was falling enough that a porridge made of split beans would be ruined, that allows you to leave. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us what is it similar to. If it's raining and because of the rain you have to leave your Sukkah, it's similar to a situation where a servant comes with water to mix up the wine of his master. And the master basically just pours it in his face. Says, I don't want you. What you're doing isn't good. Similarly, if it rains on Sukkot, there's something that Hashem's upset with, and Hashem is basically saying He's not happy with us, and He's throwing our avoda in our face. Have a great day.